It's Wednesday. We didn't do it last week, so Lord Sugar was in, but we will do our musical taste love-hate game.
Yep.
I've put my music requests in for today and for next week.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Because I find it so difficult.
Yeah. It takes me an hour to do it.
It's harder now.
It took me an hour yesterday.
Second week running, I've picked songs that are clashed with other people.
Doesn't matter.
They've all picked the same song.
What?
Not all.
Excuse me, but in the same category. Because yes. It dawned on me yesterday, on the love-hate game, we're going to get a track coming up in the hate category, and we're going to get the same track in the love category. It's going to happen one week. You know, somebody will hate a track, but somebody will love it. So.
Is that not good, though, if that happens?
Yeah.
Because that kind of is what it's all about.
Well, when Zayn was in, it was perfect, wasn't it? Because you would never expect in a million years that one of the tracks he hated was Eminem, ever. Yeah. And none of us guessed
Or that he'd pick that stinker from Simply Red.
Yeah.
And then, are we doing the musical taste game with Robbie?
Yes.
Brilliant.
Good.
Yeah. He's a footballer. He'll have terrible taste in music.
It'll be Luther Vandross.
Yeah. Phil Collins.
All that.
Celine Dion.
Yeah, they love it, footballers.
Mm. I would even stick my neck out and say that Rio Ferdinand is probably the only footballer with any kind of musical taste. You know.
I bet you there's some Usher in there as well.
Usher, I was about to say Usher.
Cisco.
Everyone loves Usher.
Cisco.
Cisco. That's got footballer written all over it.
Yeah. It really has.
Driving into training in their 4x4 with thong song blaring out the window.
That's such a stereotype.
Wearing those jeans, you know, with the big seagulls on the bum pockets.
Hey, Wayne Rooney, you're a big Stereophonics fan? Yeah, I love the Stereophonics. I've been a big fan a long time. What's your favourite album? Best of the Stereophonics. But like, as individual albums, what do you like? Yeah. Well, I had a tattoo, didn't I, made from one of their albums. Which is that?
The best of the Stereophonics.
Yeah, the best of the Stereophonics 2. I can't see it. It's on my back and I can never reach over and look at it. And I forgot what it's called. I did scare myself because I could only see the beginning bits. Turns out it was Cocktails and Performances, but I wasn't sure whatever I'd done. Right, look, we're running very late. We're going to have the news late, but we've got to do the musical taste game with the one and only Mr. Robbie Savage. This is going to be interesting. So we're going to fly through the love tracks now, and then I think we'll do the news, then realistically come back for the answers, okay?
Yeah, okay.
What music do we normally use for this? Anything? Okay, all right. Let's play... hang on a second there. Right. Now, Robbie's got his pen and paper in front of him. Do you know which is which? Come on, you're getting mullered, son. Seriously, come on.
Not mullered, mullered.
Mullered. Come on, son. Right, here we go then. So, these are tracks that we all secretly love, and you've got to guess who loves the track. It's either loved by Robbie, Dominic, Dave, Tina, me, or Alid. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's have secret love track number one. This is We Don't Have to Take Our Clothes Off by Jermaine Stewart. Thank you. I know my hits.
Is that a clue?
Maybe, maybe not. See, now, I'm looking at Robbie's face and he does genuinely look confused.
I'm going to say that's Chris.
I'm going for you, Chris.
I'm going for Dave.
I'm going for Alid.
I'm going for Robbie.
Here we go. Nah. Where are you going for Robbie?
Alid.
Alid.
Fine.
Nah. All right, it's in the advert, isn't it, at the moment?
I'm sure it is.
Again, you seem to know a lot about it.
With the big clothes. All right, okay, so that's secret love track number one. This is secret love track number two. Is that that's Bon Jovi?
Is it? Robbie. The hair.
I'll go Robbie.
It's gotta be.
Because of the hair.
I'm going Tina.
I'm going you. I'm going Robbie.
I might go Robbie as well.
Put Robbie for everyone.
Look at his face, though. Look at his face. Look. Look at him. You could just see him rocking out to Bon Jovi.
Driving around Wilmslow.
Yeah. He's on the phone and says, sorry, Gaff, I've got to go. The chorus is coming up. How did you get all in love? Or whatever. All right, okay, so Bon Jovi's Secret Love track number two. This is Secret Love track number three. Root Box by Robbie Williams.
I know who this is.
See, now I want to say that's...
Yeah.
Dom.
No, Chris.
I'm going Dom.
I'm going Tina.
I'm going Alad.
With... Okay, then check the timeline. Make
your body shake like you stood on a landmine. Call this is Chris. Mobile, not the landline. Jack the
mainline at the same time. Don't know the words. This is what
we do. I'm going Dom.
Do you know the words to this, Savage?
No. Okay,
no. Give it what you got
and dial it. I can move to it, though.
Really?
Not a bad answer. Grab your car, do your lead hat and the
bus pass. You don't sweat much. For a fat lass, I said, I don't know. Okay, Bon, mush the shit. Even Robbie Williams is sitting listening to it going, seriously, someone loves this track? Box the Cheerio. I know I told you. All right, that'll do. Secret Love track number four. See, I can put this down to Savage as well.
Dave.
It's Dominic.
I'm going Chris.
Chris.
It's Dave. Dominic because he broke eye contact with me. And Dave kept eye contact. Tina, look at me. Oh, it could be Tina.
She's quite good at lying.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, thanks.
I'm going for you, Chris, because you haven't moved for ages. Look better up here.
That's not, keep moving.
That's not true. I was moving a lot the other night. Ask your lass. Oh! At the disco. Me and Robbie Williams took her out dancing the other night. Come on, this is S. All right, that'll do. Right. Secret Love track number five.
Oh. Yuck. Hang on, I've put Robbie for three already. Tina.
Tina?
I think Alid.
It's you, Tina.
It's Tina.
It's either Tina or Savage, but I think it's Savage for every one of them. Yeah. The weird thing is he's probably sitting there going, I don't get this, how this game works. I love all of these songs. I've got these in the car. Robbie's thinking, I've got to make myself a new CD when I get home. New playlist, Groovy Tunes, Bird Disc. So that's George Michael, Fast Love, which means there's one final track, and this is it.
Dumb.
Nobody loves this.
Who is it?
I don't know, but I'm looking, I'm trying to work it out.
Is this Bewitched?
Yeah.
Ooh. Yes, it is.
Two, three, go!
Ireland.
Do you know this track, Robbie?
The one I've picked, do I put my own name by it?
No. Well,
don't give it away.
You don't need to. You don't have to show anyone your answers. Right. You just say who you think it is when it comes round to it.
Right. Got you. That's Dom, I think.
Right. Okay, so that means that Robbie's chosen this one. C'est la vie. I don't know. I've got Dave, Robbie. I don't know.
I don't know. Robbie again.
I haven't put Alad for any of them yet.
Oh, I really don't know. I'm really confused now. Okay, so let's run through them again. Track number one.
You can now turn your over if you want.
And then we write down who we think this is.
Yeah.
See, I had Dave originally for this. I'm going to change it. See, Alan said to me straight away, who's this? But it did seem like a genuine who's this.
But
I'm going to go for a double bluff and put you, Alan.
Okay.
Then track number two was... Look at Robbie not giving anybody eye contact.
It's you, it's gotta be you.
I'm sure it is. It's the hair.
It's the hair.
Yeah.
And then track number three.
Dom all over it.
No, it's Chris.
I put Dave for this. Why are
you
so nasty?
You know what? Because you so nasty. And then... I'm moving. Oh, another snappy snaps.
Tina.
They just appear out of nowhere, don't they?
It's got to be Tina. Yeah.
The final secret love track. You know, when you hear this track, you always think of Dave saying...
I secretly have an Allard feeling. Did I say that?
Yeah.
I secretly have an Allard feeling.
Check it out, Dave! All right, that'll do. Right, I think I'm going to do well in this.
I think that's you, that last one, Chris.
So we're going to do the news, and then we'll get the results after.
Yep, I've got time to talk. So let's do the news, and then we'll get the results after, Dom, right?
Yeah.
Now, Robbie Savage could be the bluffer of the year.
Yeah.
I said bluffer, by the way. Whatever that means. All right, all good?
Yep.
All right, let's do the news then. Here we go. The results of our love-hate music game will come in about, I don't know, 8 minutes. Listen, watch, share. This is... so many good text messages coming in saying, this is a bad week for love tracks. You should all be ashamed of yourself, says Greg in Hitchin. Welcome back if you're watching on the webcams. Hi there. Hi, I'm Chris. Hi. This is Robbie Savage. Oh, that's Robbie Savage. There he is. This is Dave waving. There's Dave.
I'm waving.
Dominic's bald head is in the mix there somewhere. There he is.
Hello.
And there's Tina and Allard on this microphone there. There you are. And then me. Hi, I've got a beard. I'm filming. Right. Are we ready to go and see if we can work out who loved what track?
Yeah.
Right. Someone has sent us in. This is quite nice. Steve in York has sent us in who he thinks. He's written it down on a piece of paper like we do. Send it, and then sent a picture of it into us.
What, of who they all are?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Steve in York thinks number one is Tina.
Oh.
Let's go into it. Let's find out who likes what. Secret Love, track number one. I keep looking at Robbie, and he keeps breaking eye contact with me all the time. Oh, no. I've gone, Jermaine Stewart, we'd have to take our clothes off. See, Dominic's now... desperate to break eye contact with me. But I'm going to go Dave. Anyone else with me?
I think it's Robbie.
I think it's Chris.
I think it's you, Chris.
I think it's Allard.
I think it's Allard.
All right. Well, the person who loves this track, can you please reveal yourselves?
It's me.
I knew it.
I love this.
Really?
I'd forgotten about it until I heard it on the advert, and then I was listening to the radio on the way back down the motorway the other day, and it came on. I thought, I love this.
One to me. Am I the only one who got that right?
I think so.
Love that. Yes, get in. Oh, all right, good. Let's go for secret love track number two.
Robbie.
Has anyone not put Robbie?
No, I put Robbie.
Is that because I look like the guy?
And no. By the way, Steve in York also said Robbie.
It's got to be.
What, because you look like John Bon Jovi?
The hair.
Get lost. Huh? John Bon Jovi? You don't look anything like John. He hasn't got fake teeth. All right, well, let's find out. Can the person who loves this track, a.k.a. Robbie, please reveal themselves? Who loves this track? It's me.
No!
In your faces! Boom! I love it! Your love is like bad medicine! What did you say, Robbie?
I said Tina.
Right, no one got that.
This is awful.
I thought this was nailed on, Savage.
Yeah. Bon Jovi?
Oh my God. All right, this is really throwing the game out.
It's not going well at all.
No. All right, so the next track is Robbie Williams' Rude Box. Oh, I'm going to go Robbie.
And me now.
I'm going Robbie Savage. Look at him, look. He's dancing to it.
You see, I figured that you're the only person that would even remember this.
Why are you so nasty? I'm going Dom.
Okay, it's because of your new best friend. That's why I've gone
Robbie. It's so Robbie Savage, isn't it?
Of course, of course.
Dom?
I'm definitely going Robbie now.
See, I still don't think it is him, but...
All right, well, let's find out. Can the person who loves this track please reveal themselves?
Robbie Savage. Yes!
Now, have you chosen that just because you were hanging out with him the other day?
When I first heard it, I loved it.
Really?
I really loved it. It got slaughtered. I loved it.
He's been looking for you for years. He is somebody bought it, liked it. Well, it's not his best work, but actually, it's not his worst. That Angels was rubbish, wasn't it?
I'm having a stinker here. Have you got one?
I got you. Didn't I?
Yeah.
And then I've got Robbie on this.
And the middle one was you, so. Yeah.
So far I'm flying.
Why are you so nasty? Root box!
Or in Robbie's case, root box. Because you need him doing. Looking at that. Why are you so his roots look.
So just had them done.
What?
Had the foils.
Who by Stevie Wonder? Who did him? Right. Secret love track. We're slaughtering Savage today, aren't we? Seriously. Unbelievable. Secret love track number 4. Now, this is it. S Club 7, Don't Stop Moving. An obvious man would put his money on Allard, but I think that's the wrong thing to do. I say Dominic Byrne.
I say Dom.
See, I've switched again 3 times. I'm going Allard.
See, I've got Allard for this and Tina for the next one, but part of me wants to switch those two around.
Savage.
I put you, but I'm chaining to Allard.
Okay, all right. Can the person who loves Don't Stop Moving S Club 7 please reveal themselves?
I did love it.
And now I do.
Oh! I'm on fire!
This is brilliant, this song.
I'm having a shocker.
I couldn't have it because you picked it.
Ah, really?
Sing it then, sing it, Dom.
Don't stop moving, can... It's just me.
My.
This is brilliant. Another one that put a smile on your face.
Wow. Well, Robbie, you'll be pleased to know that there's another song to go in your playlist for the car. I love that one. You know what Robbie said during the news?
What?
How many were in S Club 7? That's what he said. Right, which means I might have this. Okay, next secret love track is George Michael. Now, Tina's dancing and Alan's not dancing, but that might not mean out. Dave.
The obvious answer is Tina, isn't it?
I'm with you.
I think Tina.
Robbie?
Tina.
Allard.
Tina.
And Tina.
Allard.
Right, okay, I thought you might say that.
Well, it's between one of them. As well.
Will one of you reveal yourself? Which one of you loves George Michael Fast Love?
I hate being so predictable.
Yeah!
It's because it's a bit mid-tempo and dull.
Do you know it's got bad language in this?
Has it?
Yeah.
Don't wait for it then.
All this bold conversation.
Oh, yeah. I love this.
Why?
Don't I just like it?
Listen, saxophone in here, Dave. You ready?
I'm waiting for the sax.
There you go. Which means that our very own Allard loves.
I defy anyone to not actually smile when they hear this.
I'm with you. I love this as well, actually.
It's a fun track.
Robbie, do you know this song?
No.
You don't know C'est La Vie by Bewitched?
No.
I'm surprised.
It's all the denim.
What?
Why?
Because I think you've got awful taste in music, so... And you could dance to it, ready?
You know when we went out for that karaoke night? Did we end up doing that in a line?
Yeah, we did.
Did we?
Yeah. Oh, it was right at the end. Oh, you're a bit jarred, I think.
Who, me? Oh, thanks very much. Says you. Sniff the barmaid's apron strings and you're on the floor. My God. You make Savage look like a boozer. Last time Robbie Savage was properly drunk, he filmed himself and put himself on Twitter, kissing Davina McCall on the television.
Yes,
remember that?
Yeah. I was hammered.
I know, you looked it.
I was. Wow.
Wow. Right, there you go. So, Jermaine, Stuart, we'd have to take a close off. Love by Dave. Bon Jovi, Bad Medicine, love by me. Rude Box by Robbie. Love by Robbie Savage. S Club 7 was Dominic. George Michael was Tina. And Bewitched Celavi was Alad. I got full marks.
Did
I
you?
Got absolutely
amazing.
Perfect score.
I got none.
Yes.
I got one.
Yeah, I got none.
None.
Really?
None.
Story of my life. I normally get none. Anyway, so what we'll do, we'll play a couple of songs and then we're going to come back and play songs that we secretly hate, which is going to be very interesting because guaranteed there'll be people going, oh, how can you hate this? It's an amazing song. So stand by. We'll do that next with Robbie Savage as well. You still all right, Robbie?
Fantastic.
Go and have a breather for a bit. You probably need a bit of a lie down. You can have a break for a bit. All right, then, let's do the musical taste game part two. We're on to the hate tracks. So these are tracks that we all, oh, well, we hate individually. Now, the idea is to try and choose a track which most people love, but you hate.
You don't like, yeah.
So, what's up, Al? Are you mouthing to Robbie?
Yeah,
what are you saying to him?
Just saying get close to the mic.
All right. You see that? Al just looked to Robbie and went,
and then Robbie said to Alan,
I love you too.
I have his effect on people.
No, Robbie said elephant juice. That's what it was. Elephant juice. And he's like laughing at Alan. Alright, so by the way, my mate Jody texted in saying Rude Box is a tune. So you're right, he agrees with you. And our friend Charles has texted in and saying, have you still got your Bad Taste supercar collection?
They've gone, Chris.
They've all gone.
I just got the Bentley parked outside. I just got a ticket on it.
Oh.
The driver didn't put a ticket on, did he?
Oh, well, we'll have a whip round for your son, don't we?
A little souvenir of your trip to London.
A receipt for 60 quid.
Yeah.
All right, here you go. You ready? Let's go for the secret hate tracks. Who out of us hates this song? Oh, Coldplay,
really?
Clocks.
Controversial.
Dave.
I'm going Tina this one.
How can you hate this? Stops,
closing walls and ticking clocks gonna come back and take you home. I could not stop. Maybe Alad. I don't know. I don't think Robbie.
It's Al or Tina, isn't it?
Alad, I think.
I'm going Dave. All right, let's go for secret hate track number two. One of us hates this song. I got a feeling. Well, it's not Robbie.
That tonight's gonna
he's
be
off.
A good night.
He's going.
That tonight's gonna be a good night.
Oh.
That tonight's gonna be a good night. Yeah. Tonight's the
night. Let's live it. I could do live renditions as well, Christopher.
You could do live what?
Live renditions as well.
So. Yeah, you're all right. So, Black Eyed Peas.
It's not Robbie.
Dominic is very cagey.
I'm going for Dave.
Oh. I'm going for Chris.
Do you like this track, Dave?
I do like this track.
Oh, he's stumbling over his words. I love this track.
I go Tina. I think it might be Dominic, you know. Dom, Dave and I chose this for midnight, New Year's Eve.
Yeah, we did, that's true.
All right, okay, Black Eyed Peas, I got a feeling one of us hates that track. I can't understand why. Let's go for secret hate track number three. No way!
Robbie?
No, you didn't.
Oh, really? Billie Jean?
Brave choice.
Is it Robbie?
See, Alad loves Michael Jackson, though.
But does he love this track? Because it's about tracks, not artists, don't forget.
It's a crime to hate this.
Do you like this song, Robbie?
I don't know.
The poker face.
You got to go up early in the morning to catch him up. About half ten. Yeah. All right, secret hate track number four. This is Pulp.
Yeah. This is Chris.
Why?
It is. It's Why? You. It's
Chris,
you.
Chris.
Why? It's you.
That's not
it
me.
It is. It's just Pulp. It's you. Now I don't care what
It's you. You always throw in an unnecessary question to try and take.
No, I
do.
What's
in your mouth?
What's this called? Is this Paul?
Well, none of you got out the last one.
You wanna come out?
Do you remember the first time from Pulp? Okay, next secret hate track. Here we go, secret hate track number 5. Yeah, you know what it is. What's this? Is this... Where's Khalifa?
Dom.
Do you know this track, Robbie?
What's it called?
Black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow.
Definitely you. That's your teeth, black and yellow.
Christopher,
let me out all week, son.
Well, he hasn't. That's two footies in 45 minutes that he's done.
What, two or two?
Yeah.
All three of them.
All right, okay, so. And then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So the last track, secret hate track number 6, one of us hates this.
Alid.
See, Alid's singing it though.
Yeah.
But that could be a double bluff.
Put Alid down for 3.
Is this the last one?
Yeah.
I haven't put Robbie for any of them.
No. All right, so here's the secret hate tracks. Coldplay, Clocks. And then Black Eyed Peas. Who hates this? And then secret hate track number 3, Billie Jean. Who hates this? Can't believe that. I put Robbie for this.
Did you?
Yeah. Then it's, what is it, Pulp?
Is this Pulp?
It's a good song. And then, you know how it is, black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow. It's just, that's Robbie's hair, there it is. It is, there, isn't it?
Just use that one, mate, and your team.
Who hates that? Wiz Khalifa. And then finally, Tori Amos, Professional Widow.
See, I know you don't like this either. Okay.
Honey, bring it close to my... Honey, bring it close to my lips, yeah. Honey, bring it close to my lips.
So there you are. So they are the songs that we all secretly hate. What do you want to do?
Let's do it.
Do you want to go straight into it?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
All right, we'll have a quick musical break and then we'll get into the answers.
That tonight's going to be a good, good night.
There you go. All right, so welcome back to the Musical Taste Game.
That tonight's gonna be a good, good night.
So flat. Yeah, so flat. It's like squashed. It's like being sat on by an elephant.
So what, flat? That tonight...
I've never heard something being that flattened since Dion Dublin headbutted you.
Gonna be a good, good night.
I'm back in the game. You know why I'm making so many jokes about you? You know why? Because you're worth it.
What do you mean?
Boom, 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 boom. Right, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, 811 number 9 on the text. Who do you think hates this track? Coldplay, Clocks. Who hates this?
Dave.
Well, I had Dave originally.
Tina.
I'm going for Robbie.
And I'm going for Alid. Robbie, who are you going for?
Tina.
Tina, you're going for?
Dave.
Dave, you're going for?
Robbie.
Tom?
Tina.
Al?
Dave.
I'm going for Alid. So, who hates Coldplay, Clocks?
Nobody went for me. I love Coldplay. I don't like this song at all.
How could you not? It's brilliant.
It goes on and on and on and on. I've never liked it. The chorus is... And the next bit is... Don't like it.
You're wrong, Dominic.
I'm not wrong.
You are so wrong. It's a great track.
Don't like it.
All right. Well, we were all wrong. It was Dominic. Right, so let's go for Black Eyed Peas. Who hates this? See, I had Dominic for this.
Tina.
valid.
I got Dave for this.
I had Dom.
I'm going to go Tina. You going to change it, Robbie?
I'm going to go for Tina.
Yeah, I'm going with Tina with you.
I had Dom for this. I'm going to go Tina.
Right. So, which one of us hates I Got a Feeling by the Black Eyed Peas?
That tonight's going to be a good, good night.
Right. Who is it?
Me.
Yeah! You're reading like a book.
I do now.
I got one right.
Why?
Because I've heard it so many times and you murdered it.
Your fault.
And then we'll do it again.
He's off.
Let's do
that
it.
That was a fame as well for Tina.
I know. Sorry, we'll also tune
it. Live it up.
You're in no position.
Tina knows people that can do that.
Yeah, let's I have contacts.
It. Let's do it. I got a feeling.
There you are. There's Robbie singing I Got a Feeling. So Tina hates I Got a Feeling by the Black Eyed Peas. Scandalous. All right. Number three. One of us hates this song.
Robbie.
I've gone Robbie.
Robbie.
I've gone Alad.
I've gone Dave.
I've gone Alad as well. Because I know he's a big Michael Jackson fan.
Yeah. All right. I'm still saying it's Robbie. So let's find out which one of us hates Billie Jean by Michael Jackson.
No. Me.
What?
Me.
Dave!
Yep.
Yeah. No!
It's me.
Dude, really?
I don't believe never liked this.
Dave.
Really?
Never liked it. I find it dull.
Alicia in Birmingham says, whoever hates this, words fail me. Disgusting.
I'm sorry to disgust you, but I don't like it.
I'm all over the place with this.
There's nothing for me, this.
Really?
You're wrong as well.
Yeah, with respect, Dave.
You're wrong. We don't know each other at all, do we? That's why this game's good, though, isn't it?
Everyone knows me.
Well, yeah, that's true. Well,
you're quite predictable.
Well, yeah, that's what they say.
That's what they say in football.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, okay, so let's go for secret hate track number four. Who hates this? Pulp. Do you remember the first I love this song.
Chris.
And I love it.
Woo! I'm going Robbie for this.
Oh. Ding, 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 ding.
Do you know what?
I thought this was you, and I'm now going to go Robbie, because I think Tori Amos is you.
I've got Christophus.
I've got Robbie for this because I think that Alad doesn't know what this is.
Yeah.
Dominic?
I'm going Robbie.
Tina?
Chris.
And I've gone Chris.
So who hates this record by Pulp?
I do, Alad.
Oh! That's my favourite catchphrase, by the way, of the day.
I do, Alad.
I hate Pulp, I hate Jarvis Cocker, I hate the song.
Oh!
Let's go for the whole lot.
Wow!
And it has nothing to do with the fact that he went on stage when Michael Jackson was performing. And
is that why?
It's just nothing to do with that.
Do you still bear a grudge for him bearing his bum?
You don't disrespect an artist.
Yeah, but even when he's making himself look like Jesus.
Doesn't matter. Someone walked in here and, you know, rubbished us on air because of what we were
doing. Somebody came in and bared their ass in the studio and left. You know, people think Robbie Savage and walked back in again. Oh!
Blur won that one for me. That whole Britpop thing. Not
yeah, because the famous Blur versus Pulp battle.
Oasis all right.
Wow. Wow. All right, which means we're down to two more songs and we're down to Wiz Khalifa and Tori Amos. Now, is this going to be full marks for everyone or is this going to be double bluff central? So it's between me and Robbie, right? Is that right?
Yeah.
Which one of us between me and Robbie hates this track? You know what it is. Black and yellow, black and yellow. Robbie said, when we played this, he said, what's this? No, what's it called? That's what he said. And I said, I love it. But who is bluffing? Black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow. Robbie, what are you saying?
I'm saying you.
Okay, Dominic?
I haven't got one right yet. I'm saying Robbie again.
Dave?
Robbie.
Tina?
Robbie.
Alad?
Robbie.
Okay, well, this is interesting. First of all, let me just remind you that when we did the marathon show, this song came up every hour.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it did, didn't it?
So, can the person who hates this please reveal themselves?
It's Robbie.
Yeah, I got one right.
Oh, my goodness.
Nice one, Robbie. What's this called?
You planned that joke, didn't you? The black and yellow teeth joke.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
He's been working on this for months.
All the script was written last night.
Biggest show I've ever been in my life, mate.
He's put more effort into this than his Question of Sport tour appearance. By the way, tickets are still available for all the dates that Robbie's doing. Which means that I hate this. It's an awful record. It goes nowhere. It does nothing. I hate it. I hate this song. And I can't believe that so many people love it. Do you know this track?
I want to bring it close to my lips.
Yeah. Oh, that's very nice of you.
To do with hamburgers.
Oh! Oh,
Christopher! Oh! Back in the game.
Oh! Please. Like Leeds United, I just took my eye off the ball for a second and they score. It's a very weak goal, but still a goal nonetheless.
They all count, don't they?
They sadly do. Yeah, I hate this track. David Milton Keynes says, this is the one and only time I've agreed with Alad entirely and for the same reason.
Oh, wow.
Trying to have a look. Okay, so there you go. Wow. Dominic, who'd have thought you'd have hated Coldplay?
I don't hate Coldplay.
Well, all right, Clocks.
Yeah,
rather.
Just that track. It really is just that track.
This one.
It just goes on and on and on
it's
and on
brilliant.
And on.
Brilliant. Dave?
Controversial.
Why do you hate this track, Robbie?
Because in the chamber before a game, all the lads choose different songs, and you need songs to get you going. This right. never got me going.
Right, well, we know, looking at your performance. Tell you what, I didn't know this track had been around for so many seasons. Oh! Oh! TD, come on! Dave, come on! Tom, come on! Robbie, high
yeah,
five.
I'll give you that one.
Grow up. Oh! 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 It's a double bubble!
Grow up.
Two yellow cards, Barbie face.
double yellow.
Oh, man. With Taylor, yeah. You know how it is. Robbie Savage. Oh, bored in bed at 10:30 in the morning. Yeah. Which is the, you know, just like his wife, but 10:30 at night.
Have you got a girlfriend, Chris?
Hey?
Have you got a girlfriend?
Yeah, she's married to you. So. gotta get up earlier than 10:30, sunshine. So. Tell you what, when you went for milk the other day, Robbie Williams showed her. I was going to do a room box joke, but I thought, no, that wouldn't work. Anyway.
You kind of did anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, good job you did go near that one.
Robbie Savage is going to be taking part in the question.